Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy to remember, to integrate, to embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And I am your guide for this sound activation for the new lunar cycle we're going into for the lunar month of Leo of. And if you want to hear about the energies that we're working with for this lunar cycle, you can check out the episode where we talk about the energies of this lunar cycle of Leo. As I mentioned, this is the sound activation, so this is an energetic transmission. It is an energy healing. So please create a sacred container around you, light some rosemary, some incense, burn a candle. Create a safe and anchored container for you to receive wisdom, healing, whatever it is that you need for your highest good in this moment. Make sure you will be undisturbed for the next hour and 10 minutes or so. Please do not be driving or operating heavy machinery while you are trying to meditate. You can listen to this in the background if you're one, not trying to meditate, and two, you are not sensitive, extremely sensitive to energy, because if you are sensitive to energy, you will feel this even if you are not trying to meditate actively. So please make sure that you know your body and you know what your energy field can handle. Another thing is to be listening to this on a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. So if you are listening to this on iHeartRadio or a platform like YouTube, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We do not need or call in squirrely information while we are attempting to connect with our higher selves and the divine. So that is a no. You can take a listen to this episode on my website for free as many times as you want, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. You can also do a little bit of a search if you want to work on confidence or sovereignty or divine love. Whatever it is that you need a sound healing for, you can check out the search function on my website as well. And as I mentioned, no advertisements during the body of this episode. To receive this sound activation, all you need to do is be open to receive. You can be seated or lying down. I do highly recommend that you lay down, maybe put an eye mask over your eyes and really allow yourself to go within. Just focus on your breath and allow yourself to go within. And without further ado, let's get started. Long, deep breathing. Focusing the breath, envisioning a brilliant golden light, infusing your body with every inhale, and on every exhale, letting go of whatever has been going on today, this week, this year. Whatever has been on your mind, allow it to sit in the back. We don't need it at this time. As we focus on the breath, bringing our awareness to our body, to our heart. Exhaling whatever has been troubling us. Let's begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of the air, purify our thoughts, our words. Call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energies, asking that you fill our beings with the breath of life, nourishing our spirits with your gentle breeze. Purify our minds, bless us with clarity, with focus. Purify our intentions as I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the north. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking them to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. Bless us with emotional clarity. Purify our hearts and our wombs. As I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with our intuition, strengthening our knowing, the wisdom we hold in our bones, in our spiritual DNA. I call on El Shaddai, activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy field, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you guide us into alignment with truth, strengthening our ability to discern, to recognize the truth, to embody it. Bless us with courage, with strength, with hope. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire in alignment with the soul, with the divine. Call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Teach us the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth as we activate the ley lines beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. Allow the blue flame to purify our energy fields, to purify our spaces, anchoring us. The cobalt blue flame form. forms an energetic shield around us. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel, blessing our creations. we allow ourselves. To receive the golden light in the Sefirot that we call the Hesed to the right of the right shoulder.
Begin to melt away these spaces,
bringing love, forgiveness, harmony, understanding, grace to these parts of us that need love. From the Tiferet, breathing the golden light of Shehinah into the Netzach, to the right, above the hip bone, and to the left, above the hip bone, on the left side, into the Hod, activating the solar plexus, strengthening your connection to your power, to your sovereignty. As we clear away guilt, shame, any feelings of unworthiness, of not enoughness, allowing the golden light to soothe, to nourish Sefirot's, to soothe your connection to power, to embodiment, strengthening your ability to trust yourself. As we allow the golden light to dissolve, to clear any hooks, any stuck energy, any cords, anywhere that we have given our power to anything, anyone outside of us, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, we allow the golden light dissolve and alchemize these agreements into light, calling our power to us as we return to sender all energies that are not ours and not in alignment with our highest light. Thank you. societal constructs.
Thank you.
Asrana Ushre Arelas. Allow yourself to receive her womb. Allow it to rise up your golden umbilical cord, merging, intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah as we make our way up through the layers of earth. Through the Tree of Life template. Malchut, Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Hesed, Gevura, Chochmah, Binah, Heter. As we feel ourselves as the bridge between the celestial and the earthly, conduits of divine energy. Thank you. Breathing. Breathing into the heart, into the Tiferet. Feel yourself coming back into the heart. Inanna Asuyot Leba, Inanna Asuyot Mamuna, Inanna Asuyot Arha, Inanna Asuyot Adama. As you feel yourself whole, complete, begin to envision yourself expanding from the Tiferet, from the flame of turquoise blue in the heart, to fill every organ, every bone, every muscle, every cell in your body, filled with the radiant light that you are. Side, if that feels good. If not, just remain in your position, giving yourself a few moments to integrate all that we have received as we give thanks to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, an archangel, Gabriel, to the south, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, Archangel Gabriel. The east, the fire, the Nuchra, Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to all of our guides, angels, archangels, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, we give thanks to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach. Light beings, keepers of the Divine Union Template, allowing them to rest and anchor in our hearts. This Divine Union Template, in gratitude to Mother Anna, Mother Mary, light beings of the Desert Rose Lineage, our star brothers and sisters, the energies of this Leo New Moon, the Aramaic creation frequencies that created Leo, Tet, and the Sun. In gratitude, in grace, in love, we give thanks to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, Divine Feminine Presence, and the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha. Once again, calling all parts of your being to this present moment, feeling yourself fully embodied in gratitude, in love. We give thanks, opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. Breathing deeply, wiggling your fingers and your toes once again. for this sound activation, I encourage you to take a listen to the energetic update for this Leo new moon so we can get a handle on the energies that we are working with. We also have four planets in retrograde, so there is a lot cooking for us. I do encourage you to take a listen to that and feel free to come back to this sound activation whenever you feel called to. If you enjoy this, like, share, subscribe, 5-star reviews really help. And if you feel called to find me on social media, you can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, where I share longer format videos. I do speak about the energies, share mantras, sound activations, practices that we can use during this time so we can embody these energies and we can allow these energies to flow more easily during this time. You can also find me on Instagram at Aurea Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah. All of that is linked below. I thank you once again for